We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Look, it's a tough battle in some ways over the Christopher Columbus statue. And you could tell how fired up people were yesterday when during my show it came down that the Art Commission, after the Historical Commission, they were patting themselves on the back. They're going to put it in a warehouse now. Just for now. Oh, yeah. But in this uphill battle, probably when it comes to a combination of lawyering and politicking and PR, there's nobody better in the country than George Paquetto. He's the attorney on this. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 on The Dom Show. Hey, George, welcome back. Good to have you.
Good morning, Dom. I only can aspire to that wonderful introduction.
Well, that's what I think of. I mean, I think when it comes to the law, but also breaking the law down in the court of public opinion, no one is better. At this point, though, I guess it's lawyering that takes center stage, right? And what can you tell us on your side that you have going on?
Well, look, let's face it. The Historic Commission and the Art Commission are all appointees of Mayor Kenney. And they are there at his discretion. And he wrote them a letter, a scathing letter, about Christopher Columbus and all the horribles that he supposedly did. And he said, I want that statue down. And so, of course, dutifully and kangarooishly, the Historic Commission and the Art Commission have followed suit. And they say, okay, take her down. Well, there's a problem. There's a process involved. There are not only regulations, there's statutes involved. When you talk about historically designated statutes and monuments, and they have to be followed. And 2 months ago or so, we brought an action in front of Judge Paula Patrick in the Court of Common Pleas, and she laid down the law. She said, look, we're not going to do this like we did the Rizzo statute, where in the middle of the night we just steal the thing. This is going to go according to the processes and the law that is established. And right now, that's what we're doing. We're holding the city's feet to the fire. We're holding them responsible to follow the law and to follow the processes that have been set up. Right now, they haven't done it. And that's why I was able to enjoin. I got a court order yesterday enjoining the Art Commission from implementing their decision. And the city now has 10 days within which to respond to my emergency motion. And then we're going to have some litigation, and we're going to demonstrate why the city's been acting illegally all along. So that's the legal
right.
Landscape.
And George, is it something about the gifting of the statue? Is that something that's a big legal contention?
It is, Dom, and you really touched upon an important point there. This statue was a gift from the Italian government, and it's a gift to the public of Philadelphia. That puts it in what's known as the public trust. And there's a whole line of cases and a legal doctrine that talks about what you do when you have something that's in the public trust. And you can't just go in there and tear it down. So there is also that feature of it, Dom, that has yet to be litigated, that's going to be litigated. And I think I can assure your listeners that there's going to be quite a bit of litigation before anybody touches that statue.
Let me ask you, George, why so important to you then? Why someone in your bailiwick with so many cases, such prominence, why are you, I heard you were at the shore from sources and jumped in there immediately to get an emergency order to stop it, because we know once they tear it down, that's it. It's pretty hard.
Oh, that's it. It's
yeah. Why is it so important to you then? What is it that eats you at this as it does me?
Dominic, I look at myself and my career, and I really believe in the following. If you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing. And I'm taking a stand here, not necessarily because I'm defending Christopher Columbus or his legacy and that type of thing, which, by the way, is being completely misrepresented in the popular media. But it's not about Christopher Columbus. It's about, are we as a society going to let the mob rule? Are we going to just bend and cower anytime they want to grab a gang of people and tear something down? Well, I say hell no, and I'm not going to put up with it. And if I have anything to do with it, we're going to go through this like a civilized society and like gentlemen, and we're going to do it the right way, not the wrong way.
Well, that's exactly right, George, I'm so glad to hear what you enunciated. The Historic Commission, mm-hmm. one of the men prattled on, well, if violence is threatened over a statue, then you take it down. It's remarkable to me. The people threatening it, first of all, are never going to come and do that. They're afraid of the people down there in Packer Park. To me, George, this is bigger. It's about a certain way of life, a certain ethnic group.
Yeah.
It's about saying to those men, we don't like how you exhibit your manhood. Our taste is not that. It's this whole thing. And just whimsically, almost, off with it to a warehouse with Kate Smith and Frank Rizzo.
Dom, you're absolutely right. And I regard this statue fight as kind of a bellwether of where we're going in our society. Are we going to just tear everything down because a certain mob wants to? Or are we going to stand up for the principles that we've all come to believe in and try to support and fight for?
Yeah, and George, I would say this. Look, I would have kept Rizzo exactly where it was. But okay, the compromise is that's too prominent for modern-day Philadelphia sensibilities. You put Rizzo at a prominent spot, maybe in South Philly, something like that. You don't put him in a warehouse, the most prominent mayor, arguably, in our history that I know of. You just don't do that.
Well, Dom, it's even worse than that, because I was engaged by the Rizzo Monument Committee before they took the statue down. And I got in touch with Mayor Kenney, and I got in touch with the managing director, Brian Abernathy. And I said, I represent the Rizzo Monument Committee. There are certain rights and responsibilities regarding that statue. And I was assured in writing by the mayor and by the managing director, no, we're going to follow the process. We're going to go through the preservation ordinance, et cetera, et cetera. And then one night, in the middle of the night, without warning, without anybody knowing about it, they just showed up and put the thing on a flatbed truck and trucked it out of there.
Yep.
So that's the kind of credibility the city has at this point. So when it came to the Columbus statue, I wasn't going to wait around and see what they were going to do. I was going to make sure the minute we had some inkling that they were going to rip that statue out, I went right to court. And fortunately, I drew a courageous judge in Judge Paula Patrick, and she has been crystal clear in this matter. We're all going to follow the law. We're not doing any vigilante justice here.
What a novel
one
concept.
One way or the other.
Yeah. Well, George, I salute this, and I'm hearing you today. Thank you for coming on and saying it. So we wait 10 days probably to the next round in this, right? Or is there something else that's going to happen?
Oh, there's going to be a lot of rounds. This is a 15-round fight. right now we're in the first round, brother.
All right.
Tom, it's always a pleasure to join you, and a big fan of yours for a long, long time.
George Mutual, please call us anytime. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Thank you. George Baquetta here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.